So when I read that gospel, I felt a little bit convicted because I spent the last week at our Jesuit cabin in central Wisconsin celebrating Ignatius Day. We had over 60 Jesuits there and had a really, really good time. And I'm going to be actually going back this afternoon for the rest of the week. And so when I read rest, eat, drink, and be merry, that's kind of the program at our Jesuit cabin. And I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with resting or eating or drinking or having a good time. But we'll look a little bit later about that's not so much where this rich fool goes wrong. And I'll try to explain how I think he did go wrong. So in today's gospel, Jesus warns us to take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions. And he follows up with the story of the rich fool, which we just heard, whose land produced an abundant harvest. And then he built these larger barns so he could store all his grain. And then he said to himself, now I can just rest, eat, drink, and be merry, because I'm going to be taken care of for years to come. I have my security. I'm okay. I'm taken care of. But then God says to him, you fool, this night your life will be taken from you, and these things that you have prepared, to whom will they belong? And then Jesus adds at the end, thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. So where did this rich fool go wrong? What are his mistakes that we can learn from? First of all, I think it's not so much that he enjoyed himself. There's nothing wrong with that, of course, but that he found his security in his things, in his possessions, rather than in God. He was not rich in the matters of God. He failed to live the beatitude of blessed are the poor in spirit, because the poor in spirit are aware of their need for God and their dependence on God, and he was not. He saw no need for God. He had all he needed, and he was going to take care of himself. And the second thing is that the opposite of greed is generosity. When he saw that he had this rich harvest and he had more than he could consume himself, he could have shared his abundance with other people, with the poor and the needy. And there were no doubt many people during that time that needed, could have used that help, could have used that food assistance. But he didn't respond. And I think another thing that the story of the rich fool raises, it raises the question for us, how much is enough? Most of us come from middle-class families, and I would include myself in that, even though I have a vow of poverty. And so how much is enough? The essence of greed is that we always want more and never have enough. And next week's gospel, Jesus tells us, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. If our treasure is in God and the kingdom of God, then our security will lie in our trust in God and not in our possessions. Possessions come and go. The stock market goes up and down. The economy goes up and down. But if God is our rock and our salvation, then we're always truly secure in the matters of God. And I think that having this perspective gives us a perspective on our things, on our stuff, on our possessions, and our money. While we certainly need them, they are not our ultimate security. They're not where our heart is, or at least our heart should be. Thus, we can take what we need for ourselves and for our family, but not more than we need, and also then share with others. And I think that's a tough judgment call, a discernment for each of us. Even our Jesuit communities go through that discernment process. How much is enough for us as a Jesuit community? How much is too much? And how many things and material possessions and money, how much money do I really need? Do we really, really need? Sometimes maybe we need less than we think initially. And of course, simplifying our lifestyle enables us to be more generous, to help the poor and the needy, and to support our parish. I had to slip that in there. But I also would say to me, it's not a question of being wealthy or poor or whatever, because I know, and I think we all know, some wealthy people who are very poor in spirit, who are very humble, who are very generous, who do not identify with their possessions and do not think that they're better than others because of their possessions. They're just humble, ordinary people, people that may be next to you in the pew and you have no idea. And these people, to me, are very, very edifying. And some of them are just, like, very generous to our parish and really, quite honestly, help keep our parish going. So today, let's ask ourselves four questions. Where is our treasure? And do we find our security in our possessions or in God? And how much is enough? And how much is too much? And how generous are we? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.